In 1965, California became the first U.S. state to embrace an official rock, a greenish or bluish mineral called serpentine. California State Senator Gloria Romero says the problem with that is asbestos, which is often found in the rock. Asbestos is linked to a dangerous form of cancer called mesothelioma.
And then I further learned that serpentine is the state rock for California. As a member of the Health Committee in the state of California, I believe that that was an inconsistent message.
Romero is sponsoring a bill to revoke serpentine's status as the state rock. Critics like George Rossman say the effort is a waste of time. A mineralogist at the California Institute of Technology, Rossman says serpentine is only dangerous if you grind it up and inhale the particles. He says serpentine, or serpentinite, is formed under the ocean floor and is common in coastal areas like California.
And although the rock itself occasionally, very occasionally, contains asbestos, which formerly was mined commercially in California, the fact is the rock still remains interesting and pretty. And why are we wasting our time doing this?
Rossman says the risks from serpentine are low. He asks what other rocks could replace it, and for the sake of argument, suggests granite.
But if you look at that carefully, you find that granite contains quartz. And quartz, when it's ground to a fine powder and inhaled, can cause silicosis.
Rossman points to a string of emails from colleagues around the world who call the bill misguided and see it as a sign of California foolishness. Senator Romero says the bill highlights a concern for victims of asbestos.
Bottom line is there's no safe level. And in a health-conscious state like California, we should move forward to drop this rock as being the official symbol when we know that it contains asbestos and that it is linked to mesothelioma.
Several news editorials have said the state could better spend its time healing a crippled economy. The bill to drop the rock will come up for a vote in early August. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.